HarperCollins presents I Am Still Not a Loser by Barry Loser. Spell checked by Jim Smith. Read by Hugh Parmenter.
Hoverpoos. You know when someone's horrible to you in a dream and you wake up really annoyed with them? That's what happened to me with my best friend Bunky. In the dream, I was my favourite TV character, Future Rat Boy, and Bunky was his annoying sidekick, not Bird. We were in the mayor's office, which looked exactly like my granny's house. You're the only ones who can save us from the Hoverpoos, said the mayor, who was played by my teacher, Mr. Hodgepodge. Hoverpoos were the invention of Professor Smugly, who in the dream was Gordon Smugly from our class at school. Gordon Smugly had the most perfect name for himself ever in the history of having a name, because he looks like a Gordon and is smug and ugly. Professor Smugly had given all the dogs in town his Hoverpoo potion, so that now, instead of their poos landing splat on the ground, they hovered 10 centimetres above it.
They're everywhere, said the mayor,
screaming as a hoverpoo floated up and bumped into his sock. It was about the same size as Notbird, Bunky, and the same colour, brown, and also floated, like birds can.
Don't worry, Mayor Hodgepodge, we'll stop Professor Smugly, I said.
And I looked at his face to see if he was impressed, but he was too busy screaming and kicking at the hoverpoo to notice. Because it was all a dream, all of a sudden we were in Professor Smugly's laboratory and I'd turned myself into a fly and was sitting on Notbird's beak.
What's all this craziness about? Said Professor Smugly, holding a test tube with brown bubbling potion in it.
Oh, can I have a sip? Said Notbird,
flying over to the test tube. He perched on the edge and dipped his beak in.
Oh!
He said. And he turned straight into a hoverpoo.
A talking hoverpoo. That could be useful, said Professor Smugly, flicking me off Notbird's head. Notbird, how do you fancy being my right-hand man? He said. Or should I say, right-hand poo?
But Bunky's my right-hand poo!
I screamed. But because I was a fly, it came out as a whisper.
Barry, you'll be late for school,
my mum shouted up the stairs, and I woke up, not a fly anymore, and late for school. Grandpa Hodgepodge.
Thanks for making me late,
said Bunky at the top of my road where he waits for me in the morning, and he wasn't being sarcastic either.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What? Do you have to meet Professor Smugly or something?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?